And because this need will continue, God gave man covenants.
So that there shall be that mutual, we call it pronosco, there shall be that mutual fellowship, that oneness. So God loved man so much and gave man commandment. However, man couldn't keep the commandment. Man broke the commandment by the masterminded of Satan. It is Satan that engineered it. It is Satan that orchestrated it. It is Satan that is the main architect of it. So man couldn't hold on because of ignorance and unbelief. Man who was in the image of God became the image of the devil. Man who was a blessed being became a cursed being. Man who was having the crown of glory have now cursed being. Man who was ready became a slave. And God said, no, I cannot leave man agile like that. There is something I need to do. And because of sin and separation, we were told according to scriptures, there have been prophecies concerning Christ. And Christ came to the scene. Christ the anointed one. Christ the perfect king. Christ the perfect priest. Christ the perfect prophet. Christ came in so that he can restore man to its original position. Christ was prophesied throughout, and it had been fulfilled throughout more than 300 prophecies. We went through all this thing, and then we got to know that Christ came in so that he can restore man back to its original position. So that fellowship that was broken must be restored. That broken relationship was restored because of the perfect king, who is Christ, the perfect prophet, who is Christ. And then we were told the cross. We came to the cross. Paul said, out of the cross, we have been delivered from the power of darkness. For your information, the cross and then the resurrection, we were told that we are therefore transferred from the powers of darkness into the kingdom of the dear Son, who is Jesus Christ. To be frank, the word is, you have been catapulted. Huh? Oh, come on. I say you have been, as if you have been put into a catapult. So you have been catapulted from the power of darkness into the power of God Almighty. Church, this belief is not a slogan. And when you just believe, my brother said, Lampano, you hold it on. You hold on unto it. Immediately, not some time to come, not another month to come, not another year to come. There and there, immediately, you may not feel any sensation. You may not be electrocuted, but you may not even sense anything. Spiritually, you have been transferred from the powers of darkness into the marvelous kingdom.
Like that.
Hallelujah.
I like that.
And our brother came and said, it is finished. Ah, Tetelestai. He has finished it. We were told the prophecy, he will crush the head of Satan. He has crushed the head of Satan. In my language, when the head of a fish is rotten, the whole body is rotten.
Amen.
Because the head of Satan has been crushed. All that he does is deception.
Amen.
Paul said, we are not ignorant about the devices of the devil. All that he does is skirmishes. All that he does is deception. So he crushed the head of Satan. So Satan, all that he does is deception. And then we were told, according to scriptures, it is finished. He has solved the problem of sin. It's not because I'm taking fish from my mother's soup. That is why I'm a sinner. No! No, that's not what we are talking about. It's not because I have lied. Oh, it's not because I'm a drunkard. It's not because I'm a womanizer. We sin in Adam. Adam is man. We all sin in Adam. We all, that's what we are talking about. We all sin in Adam. But he came to solve the problem of sin.
Amen.
And solve the problem of separation. Tetelestai. It is finished. I said it is finished.
Yes.
I said it is finished.
Yes.
It is finished.
Yes.
You have solved the three fundamental problems of humanity. And Paul said, Galatians 2:20, the life that I live now is not me who liveth again, but it is Christ who liveth in me. So for me, I'm already dead. I don't care what happens to me. Therefore, what we call problem is no more problem. I say it is no more problem. It's not about economic problem. It's not about marital problem. It's not about financial problem. He has solved it. If you have solved what no man can solve, what no spirit can solve, what is that problem? He has solved it. Tete Lester. Therefore, this morning we want to look at the life of believers. The life of believers. The life of believers. And we want to look at people who disobey. However, this whole chapter is about obedience. Obedience in Greek is pakoi. Oh, come on. It's not tongues. It's pakoi. It simply means the act of dutifully submission with respect to one another. The act of dutifully submission to one another. Therefore, we need to submit to the lordship of Christ. We need to submit to the lordship of Christ. Sorry, I'll stay. Don't worry. The anointing, I'll just be here. Hallelujah. Come on, appreciate God this morning.
Amen.
I say appreciate God by clapping unto the Lord this morning. So, but you want to look at people who disobey. Disobedience is parakoi. It means you listen amiss. You listen wrongly. You pay attention wrongly. As we are here this morning, and you have not got the fullness of the thing, and you have half truth, it's more dangerous. It is more dangerous. So open your spirit, including myself. We open our spirit and open our mind by the guidance of the Spirit of God and get the full import of what we are doing here. So that as we go out there, we will deliver the full truth, but not hard truth. Hard truth is always dangerous. Hard truth kills. Hard truth kills. So, when you listen and you listen amiss, it's disobedient. When you listen and you listen wrongly, it's disobedient. So we want to look according to scriptures. People who disobey. So, number one.
And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?
And the second one, Hosea 6:7.
Like Adam, they have broken the covenant. They were unfaithful to me, dear.
So like Adam, the first scripture, he was the enemy having deceived Adam and having broken. When the Lord came around, he was asking them, have you done that which I asked you not to do? They disobeyed. And we are told like Adam, who broke the covenant, they were unfaithful. Very unfaithful. So, they disobeyed. In this work, in this revelation, it demands total, complete, overhaul obedience. It's not half obedience. No. They disobey. In Judges 2:20.
Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and said, because this nation has violated the covenant that I laid down for their forefathers and has not listened to me.
Israel have not listened because they disobey. Having given them the covenant, we are looking at people who disobey. The whole total Israel disobeyed. Because they did not pay heed to the commandment of God. They listen and they listen wrongly. They listen and they listen amiss. Let's meet here at 12 o'clock at the door. But you came here one, you have missed it, you have disobeyed. We have agreed to wear white shirts or white dress, but you came in green dress, you have disobeyed. Disobedience is dangerous. And it's because you have not listened and listened well. You listen and you listen amiss. Romans chapter 10, verse 16.
But not all the Israelites accepted the good news, for Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our message?
Yes, who has obeyed our message? Not all of them. Who has obeyed our message? We have come here. We have traveled from far and near. We are here. More than three days. And at the end of the day, we send wrong information. It's obedience. Total disobedience. We must send the right information. Not all Israel obey. Who have obeyed our message. Who have listened to our message. Who have submitted to our message. Who has submitted to the total lordship of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2.
In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the earth, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
Read that. Romans 10, 3 for me.
Romans 10:3, since they did not know the righteousness that comes from God and sought to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness.
They did not submit to God's righteousness. They did not obey to God's righteousness. And then we have been told, according to Ephesians over here, there is that which we came from. The spirit of disobedience, which is ruling in this our day, and it is ruled by the spirit of the devil. When we live here with all this information, with all this total information, and we step out there and we wrongly despite this message, we are in disobedience. And God dislikes disobedience. God hates disobedience. We must obey.
Amen.
I said we must obey.
First
Peter 2:8.
And a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
Destined for a message. A message that brings life. A message that changes the total humanity. The message of Christ. They stumble. To stumble means to get out of the way. To get out of the way. They could not obey and they got out of the way because they disobeyed. But this will not be our story.
Amen.
Oh, come on, I think you are not here. Let me talk to you.
Amen.
This will not be our story.
Amen.
Do not.
They missed the way. They were out of the way because they disobeyed. John 3, 36.
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
This is the cross of the matter. Whosoever believes in the Son here is Jesus, who is the Christ. Whosoever, it does not matter you are white, it does not matter you are green, it does not matter you are black, it does not matter you are coming from Cotillo, it does not matter you are coming from Nigeria, it does not matter you are coming from any part of the world, but whosoever is whosoever.
Hallelujah.
I don't understand so much English, but with this one I understand totally.
Amen.
Whosoever is whosoever.
Amen.
I said whosoever is whosoever.
Amen.
Whosoever. You could be slim as I am. You could be gigantic as you are. But whosoever is whosoever. Whosoever believe that Jesus is the Christ. Believe with your heart. It's not a slogan. You just don't say it for saying sake. But you believe. And you accept. And you lampado it. You are holding on. Anyone who believes will have life. Huh. I say we'll have life.
Amen.
You'll be a carrier of life. Anywhere you go, you will give life.
Amen.
You disseminate life.
Amen.
Are you an embodiment of life?
Amen.
Because I believe.
Amen.
I carry life. Oh, come on, let me talk to you.
Amen.
Because I believe.
Amen.
I carry life.
Amen.
I'm a carrier of life.
Amen.
I say I am carrier of life.
Amen.
But anyone who rejects, to reject here, to disobey,
Amen.
You reject life. And not only that, the wrath of God. Somebody say it is fearful to come under the wrath of God. May God forgive us. To come under the wrath of God is very fearful. And the only thing to come under the wrath of God is to reject. People of God, to receive the Son. It's not because you are called John. It's not because you are called Paul.
No.
It's not because your father is the bishop. It's not because you have been sweeping the church room. It doesn't matter how long a stick stays in the river, it will not become a fish. It doesn't matter how long you stay in the garage, you cannot become a car. It does not matter how far you have been with your father as a church pastor. But you don't receive Christ, you come under the wrath of God.
Yes.
You must receive Him.
Amen.
I said, you must receive Him.
Amen.
Therefore, we must go out there.
Yes.
In the part of Ghana, they must receive Him.
Amen.
In the interiors of Nigeria, they must receive Him.
Amen.
The interior of Uganda, they must receive Him. Now, we want to look. Jesus, the second one, Jesus has completed the work of Christ with absolute obedience. So, with Christ, Jesus completed the work of Christ, the prophecy of Christ, because He totally obeyed.
Amen.
He totally, completely obeyed. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 8 to 9.
Although He was a son,
mm-hmm.
He learned obedience from what He suffered, and once made perfect, He became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey Him.
Jesus obeyed completely. He suffered, He went through the cross, through the passion. And because of that, He completed the work of Christ. Therefore, anyone who believes in Him will have life. Will have life. Philippians 2:8.
And being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient to death.
The cross.
The cross.
Because of obedience to the cross. Bible says He despised the cross.
Hallelujah.
Irrespective of the suffering, He went through the cross because He wants to bring man back to God.
Hallelujah.
He wants to reconcile man back to God. This is not religion. Religion is when man is looking for God. But this one, Christ is looking for man.
Hallelujah.
Christ came and reconciled man back to Him. Hallelujah. Romans 5:19.
For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous.
We have said it already. We inherited that sinful nature, that separation from Adam. Because of Adam, that is the root cause. That is the nature of sin. That came the nature of separation. But there is another man. Oh, another man came because he obeyed. Oh, another man came. And the man Christ Jesus. Jesus, who is the Christ, came because of His righteousness and obedience. He will be reconciled back to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read Ephesians for me. Ephesians chapter 1. My time is running
and
very fast.
And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church.
Because He obeyed.
Amen.
I said because He obeyed.
Amen.
Everything was placed under like his feet. He became the head of everything. He became the head of the church. He was appointed the head. So obedient is one of the means by which Jesus completed the prophecy of Christ. So we are required to be obedient. So let's see. Believer's life must be obedient. So we must obey. We should not just hear. We should not just be the hearers. But we must go out there and obey. And do it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9.
Moreover, we have all had even fathers who disciplined us, and we respect them for it. How much more should we submit to the Father of our spirits and live?
Even fathers, when our children disobey, we discipline them. And he's submitted to us. Why can't we obey so that we have life?
Hallelujah.
My brother, just obedience and you have life.
Simple.
No, simple. Just simple. Just obey and you have life. What else?
Nothing more.
Nothing less. So obey and then we have life. So we are admonished to obey. Keep holding on. Jesus is the Christ. It's not a slogan, please. Can we go to somewhere? 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22.
Samuel replied, The Lord delights in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the law. To obey is better than sacrifice. To eat is better than the fat of rams.
This is when Samuel told Saul, because of the Amalekite habit to be one of the enemies of the people of God, this is the commandment, go and destroy all, totally. After that, he brought some sheep and goat and the king. And they asked, why? He said, so that I will sacrifice. No! It's not about sacrifice. It's about obedience.
Yes.
Some of us messes up. And then we think when we can bring and throw money at the altar. And that, no. We must obey. No. We must obey. He said, no. It's not because of sacrifice. Total obedience.
Amen.
So we must obey. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 1.
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going.
We must obey. Amen. Having received this precious gospel,
Hallelujah.
Being well guided by the Spirit of God, wherever he sent us, we must obey.
Yes.
Whatever I ask us to do, we must obey.
Amen.
An example of Abraham does not know wherever he was going, but he obeyed. Romans 6:16.
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness.
So it's so simple comparing being submission of the enemy. May he rules you, become a slave. But we are being admonished over here. We must be obedient and be submission to our Lord, Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
Paul said, I am slave for Christ already. No, having obeyed that Jesus is the Christ, you are already slave.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, we must keep on and run with it that we will have life.
Hallelujah.
First Peter.
Now that you have purified yourself by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
So as we have obeyed, we should show it by love. And this love is not because of what I can get from you.
Yes.
At times we do things for somebody because of what I can get. No! For us to show it as believers who have obeyed that Jesus is the Christ from the depth of our heart. We should love one another.
Amen.
I will love Bishop not because of what I can get from him. No! Because we are in the same fold. Because we have been admonished to show sincere love from the depth of our heart. 2 Corinthians 9:13.
Because of the service by which you have proved yourself, men will praise God for the obedience that accompanies your confession of the gospel of Christ. And for your generosity in sharing with them and with everyone else.
Our life has become the episode that people read. Our life is the letter by which people read. It is not about being sanctimonious, piousity. No! Jesus, who is the Christ, will reflect, will show in clarity the way I conduct my life, the way I speak, the way I go about things. It's a testimony of the gospel. It's a testimony that I have received him. And that alone, and my generosity, that alone, will ask, brother, what is wrong? I said, no, there is nothing wrong, but I have received Jesus as the Christ. That is the secret. That is the secret. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians.
We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. We take captive every thought to make it obedience to Christ. And we will be ready to punish every act of disobedience once your obedience is complete.
Please add James for me, that I can lump them together.
Submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
Amen. We spend our time casting devils and demons. Once ourselves, we are in total disobedience. He said, you can only punish disobedience when your obedience is complete.
Amen.
When my obedience in Christ is complete, and I obey God, and my obedience is complete, it does not even come closer to me, because he says, "Ask for this one, ask for this one." His obedience is complete already. We are not obeying, and then we are casting the devil, like the sons of Jesus. I know, Paul. I know. Who art thou? I'm using King James English. And he said that when you submit yourself to God, you resist the devil and it will fly. You just be in total submission to God, to the total authority of Christ Jesus. You will resist the devil and it will fly. It will go away. So our obedience as Christians, as believers of this gospel, our obedience must be complete. Our obedience must be complete. And lastly, Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, and Acts chapter 7.
Therefore, my dear brothers, as you have always obeyed not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling.
Add the last one for me, my brother.
So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
We can't work out our own salvation. What he's talking over here is that you be in total obedience. You keep holding on.
Amen.
You keep holding on. Amen. And the church of old, because they obey, the word of the Lord spread. Amen. As we obey, the word of the Lord will spread. May God bless us.
Amen.
May God keep us.
Amen.
May God cause the light of understanding to be lifted. May God bless. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word that you seek deep down in our hearts, that we will be in total obedience. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen.